Exclusive: Nancy Mace introduces bill to defund painful NIH dog and cat testing following more revelations from White Coat Waste Project. By Hannah Knudsen on July 24, 2025. Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, on Thursday introduced a bill to defund painful National Institutes of Health, NIH, testing on dogs and cats following more revelations from taxpayer watchdog White Coat Waste Project. WCW, Breitbart News has learned. WCW, which has blown the lid off of extremely cruel experiments conducted on animals on the taxpayer's dime, including the infamous Fauci Beagle experiments, has been working alongside Mace and other lawmakers to help bring an end to these practices. The latest progress comes in the form of the Preventing Animal Abuse and Waste, PAW, Act, designed to stop NIH from funding painful experiments on dogs and cats. Text of the measure explicitly states that the director of NIH may not conduct or support any research that causes significant pain or distress to a dog or cat. Research that causes significant pain or distress includes any study that includes an assignment of pain category D or E, as defined by the pain and distress categories of the Department of Agriculture or such successor categories developed pursuant to Section 13 of the Animal Welfare Act, per the measure. The amendment made by subsection A applies beginning on the date that is 90 days after the date of enactment of this act. The bill adds, the measure has a bipartisan group of co-sponsors, including Reps. Darren Soto, DFL, Jay Obernolt, RCA, Donald Davis, DNC, Michael Lawler, RNY, Troy Nels, RTX, Nicole Malliotakis, RNY, Dina Titus, DNV, and others, which can be found here. This isn't just animal cruelty, it's bureaucratic cruelty, paid for by the American taxpayer, Mace, who has also reintroduced Violet's Law, requiring all federal labs to allow animals to be retired and adopted out when testing ends, said in an exclusive statement provided to Breitbart News. If the NIH won't do the right thing on its own, we will make them, she continued. These aren't lab tools, they're pets, they're family, and we're here to stop this taxpayer-funded abuse. As the group that first uncovered Dr. Fauci's beagle and kitten abuse around the world, White Coat Waste proudly supports Rep. Mace's bipartisan PAC to finally defund the NIH's painful pet experiments. Justin Goodman, senior vice president at White Coat Waste, said in a statement first obtained by Breitbart News. Goodman continued, while Trump's Pentagon is summarily slashing spending on cruel cat and dog experiments exposed by White Coat Waste, our recent exclusive investigations reveal that under Director Jay Bhattacharya, the NIH is still renewing Fauci-era horrors, like inducing heart failure in kittens and injecting puppies with cocaine, and doling out millions more in brand new grants for deadly dog labs, specifically citing Fauci's Wuhan animal lab disaster first exposed by White Coat Waste. President Trump wants to cut the NIH's bloated budget by 40%. Passing Rep. Mace's PAW Act is an easy win against wasteful NIH spending and taxpayer-funded dog and cat torture. The solution is simple: stop the money. Stop the madness. This follows several WCW victories, including the U.S. Navy announcing it is terminating all testing on cats and dogs, as well as Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, slashing transgender animal experiments. Further, the Pentagon has cut millions in dog and cat labs. However, the work remains, as WCW has laid out that, despite these victories, the NIH is still renewing Fauci-era horrors like inducing heart failure in kittens and injecting puppies with cocaine, and doling out millions more in brand new grants for deadly dog labs.